Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Amanda Holden has admitted she likes getting wolf whistled. Actually likes it. It's not that she just doesn't mind. She actually likes it. Saying she doesn't care if it's sexist. And now the Britain's Got Talent judge, 51 years of age, said she loves getting compliments about her appearance. I still want to get wolf whistles in my 70s, and I don't care how sexist it is, she explained. I want a builder to give me a little, oi, oi, when I walk past. I want to be tooted at by men or women when I'm walking down the walking the dog. She added that she thinks women should be able to wear whatever they want, no matter what age they happen to be. And the only way to change things is not to give a damn, she added, according to the Woman's Weekly magazine. I think all women I engage with are like that, hopefully. By reading about this and seeing us, other women feel championed and brave enough to take risks, or a few risks, whatever age or body shape they happen to be. Earlier this year, of course, police in the UK began fining men who've been caught catcalling, you know, oi, oi, gorgeous, women in public areas from their cars. Police officers in Bradford had been given a new public space protection order from Bradford Council, and this is the first initiative of its kind in the UK. Now, in the UK, they've taken this very seriously. Not only the wolf whistling and the catcalling, but in the subways, or the tube, as they call it in the UK, you're not allowed to look at a woman, or stare. Stare is the word they use, sorry, stare. If you stare at a woman, you can get a fine. Now, I don't know how they can prove that, because, you know, sometimes you're on the train, you're just standing there, and you might be looking at somebody, but you might not actually be looking at them. You're just zoned out. And they'd be looking at you going, he's staring at me, I'm going to take a picture of him and give him a fine. I just think that's wrong. I think we're now criminalising behaviour, or just average behaviour. Now, in France, of course, wolf whistling and catcalls is illegal. You can actually be fined for it. Now in the UK, they're doing the same thing. And there has been calls here in Ireland to do the same thing as well, to catcall or to criminalise catcalls and wolf whistles. Now, going back about a few weeks ago, we spoke about it at night, and we did have some people who found it quite objectionable. Ruth, for example, my producer, finds it very objectionable. She actually would go as far as to say that people should be criminalised for certain comments and certain things that they say, because she believes that it's misogynistic, it's outdated, and it's just wrong that you shouldn't be making comments on her, judging her while she's walking down the street. Now, every woman has a different view on it, and I respect her view on it. I don't agree with it, but I respect her view on it. The number is 087-188-0008. Now, I would never wolf whistle at a woman. I don't think I've ever done it, actually, to be honest with you. It's a little bit Neanderthal. But in saying that, some people do, and some men primarily do. Although women have done it too. And I remember going back about 6 years ago, we had Robbie Kane, our reporter, out on the streets at the time, and we did a bit of a social experiment. And we got Robbie to wolf whistle at women as they were walking past. And then, of course, he came clean and said he was working on the radio and asked them how it made them feel. Now, at the time, people got all hoo-ha about it, up in arms on social media. We even ended up in the newspaper saying how wrong our social experiment was. I still stand by it and defend it. I think it was a very good social experiment, because he did stop them and say, and apologise, and said, we want to know how it made you feel, because I think it's important that we raise these debates. And 90% of the women that he wolf-whistled at didn't care. They actually said it made them feel good. It made them smile. So who are the people who are saying that it's not a good thing, apart from Ruth? Ruth is one of them there. Okay, so I want to hear from everybody, and I want to hear everybody's opinion today on this. I mean, if you object to it and you believe it should be criminalised, or you object to it and maybe don't believe it should be criminalised but think it's wrong and you want to advise men to stop doing it, I'd like to hear from you as well. The number's 087-188-0008. Do you believe wolf whistling, I mean, is it sexist? Does it have sexual, well, of course it has sexual connotations to some degree. It's an attraction, isn't it? It's a sign of attraction. But do you believe that it should be outlawed in some way? That we should be shaming people that do it? The number is 087-188-0008. Somebody texts in and says, no, women do it to men too. They do, when they can whistle. I don't think many, for some reason, there's a physical ability to whistle doesn't seem to be within many women. Ruth, can you whistle? Go, give it a go. Can you do it?
No.
Do it, Ruth.
No.
It's for the show.
No.
It's for the experiment, Ruth. It's a social experiment. There you go. See what I mean? Let me go to John. John, you're an Ireland's classic hit. How you doing, John?
Afternoon, how are you?
John, is there anything wrong with, you know, wolf whistling? Primarily it's men that do it to women, not women doing it to men.
Well, that social experiment that you carried out, and you were criticised for doing it, I think it's absolutely ridiculous the fact that you are criticised, because, Jesus, don't people know and understand what a social experiment involves?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I mean, what part of that didn't they get? I don't understand.
Oh, well, sure, look, we got complaints about it. We were all over the papers for it. It was all over social media. How dare we do this to women on the street? How dare we do it?
Amanda Holden got mentioned there. No, Amanda Holden is the type of a girl that I would say that you could sit down and have a crack with and have a jar with, have a point. She strikes me as that kind of a person. The fact that she made these comments reinforces that more with me. No. Obviously, it's probably a bit outdated compared to what it was in the 70s and whatever. You had fellas hanging off scaffolding, shouting and roaring. But you must remember, even today, the guys that do that are not the guys that will pull a girl off the street late at night, like Sarah Everard or someone like that, or pull a girl down an alley and rape and murder her, right? These are guys just having the crack, whatever.
But to some women, they say it's no crack, that it could be quite intimidating.
Yeah, well, as I said, these guys are not going to harm anybody, right? And what I'm afraid of, notice, like the seditious carry on, where you're not supposed to stare at a woman, no. I mean, it's not just you're staring. You're in a bus, or you're in a, whatever, the Lewis, or you're in the underground in London. You're looking around, like, and sometimes your eyes will meet somebody, like, I mean, and then they're conscious, oh, look, he just looked at me. And then you kind of see, oh, yeah, she caught me looking at her. And then you're kind of drawn back again, especially if she's a good-looking girl. The last time I looked, like, it wasn't a crime to look at a woman.
I did say, about when I started this show about 10 or 12 years ago, I remember saying there will come a time that a man will be standing in the dock in court and the charges will be called out. He looked at her, Your Honour, in a sexual way.
Well, if this continues...
That's exactly what's happening in the UK. Yeah. Now you get fined for looking at a woman or staring at a woman in a sexual way.
That's absolutely ridiculous. And the simple reason, like, Ruth made a comment there, she'd rather people come over and talk to her maybe and chat her up or something like that. And the problem is, if this carry on keeps going on, the bloody human race will die out, because men are already terrified nearly to approach women as it is.
But you know, in France now, it's illegal to walk up to a woman you don't know and ask her for her phone number.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, what about the art of flirtation, look, I mean, and all what goes on with that? I mean, if that's going to die out.
Remember the famous ad for Impulse, where the guy in France, it was actually in France that ad was shot, they were French, and he sees the woman coming out of the shop and she's wearing the summer flowing dress. And he smells her perfume, obviously, and finds her extremely attractive. And she walks off and he grabs a bunch of flowers, pays for them, and he starts running after her through the streets and down into the subways and everything else, and eventually gives her the flowers. If he did that nowadays in France, he'd be locked up for 5 years.
Yeah, and it's like the idea that we all wanted to be the military man. Remember, he used to come down and come in the window.
And in fairness, John, he was appearing in their bedrooms in the middle of the night.
Well, same thing, but Jesus, he'd have no chance at all, no.
No, he's gone now, the military man. He wouldn't. That ad would not be allowed on the television now.
But I mean,
a strange man appearing in women's bedrooms in the middle of the night to give them a box of chocolates.
Like the spontaneous thing, like a man running down the street after a woman, like a man with flowers. I mean, look, what's wrong with that, like,
I don't see anything wrong with that if that's what you want to do and you're attracted to a person. As long as you don't do anything to hurt them or harm them.
If this continues on, any guy that will approach a woman like that, or if they whistle at her or whatever, or try to chat her off or even kind of look in her direction, probably fancies or whatever, he's not going to pull her into an alley, rape and murder her. Like, that's the point. And if this continues on, the bloody human race will die off.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Maureen. Maureen, you're an Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Maureen?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, as the female of the species, would you be offended if somebody starts, or a group of lads, you know, at a distance on a site, if you're walking by, start whistling at you or going, "Oi, all right, gorgeous"?
Not at all.
Would you not?
Not at all.
Okay, so what do you say to women who do feel offended by it?
You know, I think, well, first of all, this whoever gave it the term woke needs to go back to sleep for a start off. Because none of what's going on out there today is woke. Right?
Yep.
If they want to keep using the word, we would call it woke nonsense. Absolute rubbish.
But is it not sexist?
No, it's not sexist. A female is the opposite to a male.
Yes.
Feminine is opposite to masculine.
Yes.
And what these lunatics, and this is what they are, Niall, are trying to do. Men are already, I've always stood up for men when the need to stand up for them arises, okay? They're taking every ounce of masculinity from a man and tell him, "You cannot be a man and you cannot be masculine." It's a load of BS.
But if it, but I've spoken to women who say, you know, they'd be walking, you know, down a street, for example, and it might be a kind of lonely street where there wouldn't be many people around, and a group of lads would be, say, passing by in a car, and they go, "All right, gorgeous." And they find, some women find that quite intimidating.
Well, some women might.
Yeah.
But the probably reality is that the majority of women might be able to go home, and it's probably made their day for a lot of women.
Yeah.
I know if I walk down the street and someone's, well, you don't hear that much now. But even a man giving a woman a compliment, you know, "You look nice today," or "I'm the type of woman that likes to have a man hold the door open for me."
Yep.
"I like a man who pulls out the chair for me."
Yep.
If I'm out.
Yeah.
"I like a man who does all these things," yes, "that men did for women."
Yeah.
I like that.
Hmm.
Because that is actually a true feminine. It's not these lunatics out here that are screaming from the rooftop. Can't do this, you can't do that.
I know, you're talking about chivalry, and Ruth even said to me earlier on, if you invite a girl out for dinner, should you expect her to pay for half? And I said, absolutely not. I said, if you invite a girl out for dinner, I'm telling every lady out this, by the way, listening today, if you invite, or a lad invites you out for dinner, and you end up paying half, in other words, you, because you might want to offer, just, you know, to be nice, and he says to you, "Oh, okay, yeah, you had the steak and the wine," so, and he lets you pay half, don't ever meet him again. He's mean.
Dump him.
That's right, yeah.
A man should always pay if he invites a woman out.
Or the same can be said for a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Supposing I'm asking someone out, a friend,
are you asking?
Or even if I was having a date.
Are you asking, okay, Maureen? Yeah.
If I was asking him out, saying, "Would you like to go for dinner?"
John, she's asking you out.
Would you say, "John, I'm asking you to go for dinner, okay?"
Mm.
Well, I'd expect you
now, you and I go for dinner because I have asked you.
Mm.
Well, I don't expect you to pay half or pay for it.
Well, proper order.
Because it was my choice to ask you out to dinner.
I'm 100% with you on that, yeah.
And you get a free dinner, John.
This is the way it works.
You watch the first dates there now, and you see there's some of them, they're highly offended, like when the guy kind of insists, and eventually some of them give in. But you can see there was one or two of them there. Oh, they wouldn't tolerate it in the month of Sunday.
I can pay for my own, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, well, I can tell you now, if a man, ladies, I'm just telling you this again, if you get invited out to dinner and the man lets you, I know you might want to offer, but you should, it doesn't matter whether you offer or not, it's nice to offer. But if a man lets you pay half, don't ever meet him again.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah. He's not a nice person. He's mean. Yeah,
he's a miserable fecker. He's a miserable fecker.
Get him back to wolf whistling. Anyway. Sorry, Maureen. So you're walking down the street, Maureen. Oh, gorgeous.
I'd be in my element.
Would you?
I would. That's the truth of it.
Puts a bit of a smile on your face.
It does. Because I tell you why, Niall. If we won't be serious for a minute, we have enough to worry us today. Besides having to worry about this nonsense. Mm. And if that puts a smile on my face, I'll take it gladly and say thank you.
And have you ever been wolf whistled at, Maureen?
Many times.
Oh, good. Okay, well, that's a nice thing, isn't it? Well, then if you like it, obviously.
It is, actually. It is. And it gives you that sense that actually, if somebody finds you, they might find you attractive. But then again, you see, this is where finding something lovely or attractive comes in. Because we can go out every day and we see something we like. And what do? The first thing instant to do is to look.
Because
you've seen something that has attracted your eye.
Yeah.
Well, the same goes for men and women and women and men. If I'm walking down the street, and no matter where I am, and if I suddenly have my eye catches a glance, or we say just a man, you know, he might be in a nice suit or, you know,
he's looking well. Yeah, he's looking well.
My eye is automatically attracted to this that I've seen because that's what it does.
Because you're a woman, yes.
Yes, because I'm a woman.
Hmm.
And if a man looks and his eye catches and what he perceives as a really attractive woman, well, what the hell is wrong with it?
No.
Yeah, sorry, John.
Yeah, like there's worse things happen, like what's happened to you and also happened to me, where somebody grabbed you in a certain part of your anatomy.
One night, right?
I guarantee you, if the world was reversed, like, I mean, you'd be standing in front of the judge.
I know. I know, I tell that story all the time about the day I was in Limerick for the listener party and somebody grabbed me by the ghoulies.
Yeah.
A listener grabbed me by the ghoulies and said, Boylan, you have some set of you-know-whats on you.
Imagine if you had done that to a female, you would be on the front page of the Sunday World.
But here's the thing, I didn't care. I was embarrassed. I was just a little bit embarrassed by it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A bit awkward, you know what I mean? I wasn't going to go run into a Garda station or anything like that.
Imagine the front page of the Sunday World. Niall Boylan, shock, gets grabbed by the ghoulies.
Charges woman with a sexual assault after he was grabbed by the ghoulies. Okay, stay there. Let me go to Kevin. Kevin, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Kevin?
Not so bad, Niall. How are you keeping?
Good, Kevin. You've heard Maureen there. She takes it as a compliment. Ruth, my producer, said she wouldn't take it as a compliment and almost goes as far as to say it should be criminalised. Kevin. Hello, Kevin. We lost you.
You have to pass a note.
Oh, Jesus. Kevin, are you all right? Is everything okay? Okay, we'll come back to Kevin after the break. I think he's gone there. I think he disappeared on us for some reason. We lost his line. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. The question I'm asking you is, in France, in London, and a lot of people have said, or should I say, they're bringing in legislation where wolf whistling is illegal. Catcalling is illegal. The council in Bradford, the UK, have now brought in local bylaws where the police can arrest you, you know, if you're shouting out at a car, at a girl, or whatever it happens to be, because there have been some serious incidents, by the way, in some of these situations. But I think we can decide which is serious over somebody who's more threatening than others. You know, obviously, if people are quite threatening about it, it's wrong. And by the way, someone would perceive it to be wrong anyway, no matter what way you do it. But I want to know whether you think it should be outlawed. And whatever it's saying, it should be criminalised. It's criminalised in France. But should it be outlawed and shamed and frowned upon? Because most women I seem to be speaking to don't seem to be bothered. Because Amanda Holden has come out today and really annoyed the feminists by saying she loves getting wolf whistled. Loves it. The number is 087-188-0008. Sorry, Kevin, are you back there?
I'm back now. I don't know what happened there at that time. The gremlins are in the phone all the time.
Yeah, but you've heard Maureen. She says she likes to get wolf whistled. It puts a little bit of a spring in her step and gives her a bit of a smile. But some women find it quite intimidating.
What's the world coming tonight? I mean, some lads will do it for the crack. I can understand if you have a bunch of lads and they're out, you know, on the beer for the day and they do go a bit too far with it, but we've done it as teams. I don't know if I heard you saying you've never done it yourself, but...
No.
Like I've had it done to myself many a time, I still get it done.
So women would do it to you, Kevin?
I'd often be walking down the street and a car would pass by and there'd be three or four women in it, the windows would be down, next thing, oh, hello, how are you doing?
Yeah,
you
know? And you see, women find it difficult to whistle. Maureen, can you whistle?
Oh, I used to be able to whistle. God, I don't think
give it a go, Maureen, there, Kevin.
Oh,
there.
God.
Give it a go.
I'll try it.
Okay,
go on, Maureen, go on.
That's not bad, Maureen. That was all right.
That's not a bad effort.
But Kevin,
I can do.
Okay, Kevin, what would you say? I mean, sometimes, as I rightly said earlier, it can go too far. Now, they've criminalised it in France. They're on the point of criminalising it in the UK to the point where in the tubes, you're not even, if you stare at a woman, you can get a fine. But do you believe that it should be outlawed because some women find it intimidating?
But I mean, come on. What are they intimidated by? I mean, if it's a good-looking woman and some guy fancies her and just out of the blue, it's human instinct. You just go, oh, God, I like that one. How are you?
Yeah.
You know?
And would you still do it yourself now?
No, like, I haven't done it. To be honest, I haven't done it in a good while, in a long time.
And you know? Why? Because you believe it's different just, nowadays?
I don't know. It's just, it's not that I feel that it's, you know, you're intimidating the woman or anything. It's, I don't know, you look at a girl and you say, oh, whatever, I like her, but you're not going to, you won't wolf whistle at her or anything. You say hi or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't think it should be criminalised. I mean,
I think the world has gone a bit nuts, to be honest with you.
The world has gone bad enough. I was watching with everything that's going on.
The news yesterday, the politician in the UK, Dominic Raab, and there was a female politician, I can't remember her name, on the other side of the house. And he was giving out to her about, you know, while we were working the other night, you were at the Opera House sipping wine. And as he said that, he just kind of gave a little wink.
Yeah.
Right? And they're going mad in the UK today saying that he only winked at her because she was a female politician and he shouldn't have. It was sexist. And he says, I didn't. If it was a male, I would have winked too. It was because of the context of what I was saying. But they're all going mad today saying it was sexist to wink at her.
No, you can't breathe.
The world's
breathe.
Gone nuts.
It's gone mad, Niall. You can't even breathe beside a woman now. You're afraid to breathe beside a woman because, you know, because you don't know what way that woman, like that girl or that woman's going to be. I say, oh, that's that is coming.
Could you imagine? Imagine if the world had got that. Imagine if I look out at Ruth now and I say, Ruth, are we going to go into an ad break now in a second? And I give her a little wink. Is that okay, Ruth? Did you like that little wink there?
Well, I think you were messing, being like, so we're going to take an ad break, and then you just wouldn't take one on me. That's okay. What I'd assume.
Well, I know. Okay, so we're going to take an ad break in a second, Ruth. Well, there's a wink for you.
And I'm like, yeah, okay, he's not. He's never going to take this ad. Okay, that's fine.
Does the wink upset you?
No, see, a wink is fine. I just find it highly ignorant to have people screaming at me in the street.
Oh, same.
Well, I can understand the screaming. You don't have to scream.
Well, it depends. If they're shouting at you.
See, the whistle is always followed by words.
How are you gorgeous?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so if some fella says, how are you gorgeous, and goes,
say it, don't scream it at me. They never do it up close. They always, it's like a cowardly
thing.
It's always from distance.
Now it depends on the volume, does it?
No, I don't like it either way, but I can tolerate it slightly more if you're not screaming at me from across the street. I just think it's really rude.
He listens to this, Maureen. He listens to this is my producer, Ruth, here now.
I am, yeah.
Talk to her, Maureen, will you? You're a more mature woman, I think. She's in her 20s, in her early 20s.
Yeah, I'm on the more mature side, all right.
Yeah, I think I could say something. No, I won't, because I'll get me into trouble if I say it.
Find if it's something
they far away. Maureen, what do you think of what Ruth says? And she does represent an opinion by a lot of young women, by the way.
Well, you know, that's her opinion.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, if she doesn't like it, she doesn't like it. But like as she said, maybe if it's just a whistle, you know, she can put up with that.
Yeah, or the hell you're gorgeous.
What? Exactly. But, you know, not all of us will, you know, like the same thing or like to have people shouting at us. But even I can remember going back, you know, I was young, a teenager, and we would pass building sites because there were a lot of them in those days. And the Lou and the lads would call and they'd whistle, but they never really shouted either. Like, there was no, it didn't keep it on. They might whistle and shout, like you'd say, hello, gorgeous, or something like that. And you'd look up and they'd maybe wave at you and you'd just wave back at them. And if they were really nice, you'd say, hi, handsome.
Yeah, see, the shouting seems to be, like, I've noticed myself, the shouting is a newer thing, and it's a lot more nearly aggressive, and I don't appreciate that. Mm. It's
so
unnecessary.
I can see where Ruth is coming from there, because I've often seen it myself playing out now, especially in the night time, and you'd have a bunch of lads together and they'd spot some girls or whatever going on. You know, I mean, I agree. You know,
if it's night time and it's a different setting, and, you know, it's maybe a dark street and there's a group of lads and they start shouting, that's obviously intimidating and should be avoided at all costs. But we are talking about a particular type of setting here, I suppose, which is a more friendly setting to some degree. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Thank you for that, ladies and guys. I want to know, would you object to being wolf-whistled at? And guys, have you ever wolf-whistled a woman? And do you think now, in hindsight, it's not the right thing to do? Because according to Ruth, and many people of her age probably more so, they believe it's quite upsetting, it can be quite intimidating. But other women, like Amanda Holden from Britain's Got Talent, said she loves it and she doesn't care if it's sexist. It makes her feel good when guys go, all right, gorgeous. See, Richie's giving out about Ruth. He said, I thought we were supposed to accept everyone the way they are. Maybe this is how these whistlers express their sexuality in themselves. Okay, very good. Yes. Keep texting. And also said, Ruth seems to be like a little treasure. You have your hands full there, Boylan. She's lovely. She's completely different views to me, by the way, but we get on great. Somebody else says by text, Amanda Holden is the type of woman who's desperate for attention. So it's no surprise she condones wolf whistling, whereas the rest of us who actually have self-respect don't appreciate or require validation about how we look from strangers on the streets. It's particularly unsettling and irritating when these Neanderthals whistle or beep their horns while you're out running. My response is always to give them the finger. Cheek of them thinking I give a shit about their opinion. That comes in from Linda in Edinburgh. Beautiful part of the world, by the way, Edinburgh. I've been there. Sharon, you're an Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Sharon?
Good afternoon, Niall.
Is she right, Sharon?
No, she's not.
No?
I don't think so, because I think we're all very similar in the end as human beings. We all like to be appreciated. you know, we all like to be told we look nice. You know, it's a positive thing. It's not a negative thing. Okay, for some people, in some ways, it is. But
affirmation. We all like a bit of affirmation. Is that what you're saying? If you likes on Facebook and.
I was sick for 2 weeks, and I was going out for lunch yesterday, or an early dinner, and with another person in the family, and I was just going to go as I was, and she said, "No, dress up," you know.
Yeah.
So I did, and we literally got off the dart, walked down the street in town, and somebody smiled, and I just knew we went by and wolf whistle, and. Little pep in the step, it's lovely when it's respectful. It just means, oh, I see you, you look nice. That's all, you know?
It's just a sound, really, isn't it?
Well, it's an affirmation of appreciation.
For the effort that you made to look good.
Well, I don't know, but just somebody thinks you look good, and what's the harm in that?
And what do you say to those?
Some people might have a day where they really need that little uplift. It's like when you smile at someone. You know, you never know when you're actually making their day.
Yeah.
That's why I always try to give people a smile, you know.
Yeah. Smiling makes the world happy. But what I was going to say to you, in relation to those women who don't like it, who believe it's sexist, as Linda in Edinburgh does.
Well, in fairness, I did ignore it. I mean, I know there was a smile going past, but, you know, I didn't turn around because I wouldn't, because I would think that, you know, I'm taken, I'm... You know, I wouldn't think it was the right thing for me to turn around and acknowledge it. But you do have a little smirk on your face. Oh, thanks very much.
So if this particular person had a gun, all right, love, you're looking gorgeous.
No, I wouldn't like it to be shouted now. I think that is disrespectful.
Okay, so if they shout, it becomes disrespectful. But the whistle, you could live with.
Yeah.
Yeah, puts a spring
enjoy
in your step.
Even.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy even.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And what do you think of this whole idea that, you know, worldwide we're seeing this kind of attempt to, well, ban it or make it a criminal offence? I mean, you're seeing it in France. You're seeing it in the UK in places like Bradford, where the council and the local police have been arresting people for doing it. I mean, do you think that's gone too far?
I wonder what they're arresting for. I mean, it's of its generation, it seems to me. I don't see very young men doing it. They don't really do that. I think it's of a certain generation that seem to do it more. Maybe I'm wrong.
No. You know what? You probably are right, to be honest with you. I think the younger guys tend to do more shouting, as you said earlier on, out of car windows and things like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, stay there for a second. Jay, you're an Ireland's Best of Kids. How are you doing, Jay? Jay, how are you?
Can you hear me, yeah?
I can, yeah. I can hear you, Jay. You're saying it doesn't happen to you much anymore.
Not to me anymore. No, I'm a bit disappointed. No,
happens to Sharon. Happened to Sharon yesterday. She put a spring in her step.
Is it a generational thing? More the older ladies seem, because they sort of grew up, but they seem to accept it more than the younger.
Well, maybe that's what it is, yeah.
You know, because it does seem to be, like, the people that seem to be complaining most about it seem to be of a younger generation.
Because they're told they shouldn't enjoy it.
Yes, see, that's it.
Or appreciate it.
Yeah, but see, we're not allowed to have human contact anymore. No. When was the last time somebody picked up somebody in a nightclub or off the street? I mean, unless it comes left or right on what's them apps they all use.
Tinder.
You know, there's no relationships being formed. I've never been on it, thank God. I've never had to. So I think that's where we're gone now. As you said, in France it's illegal now. In England it's illegal now to look at somebody. What's bloody next?
Yeah, I mean, see, Sharon... Unfortunately, there are some weirdos out there, and that's the sad reflection. Like,
yeah, that does
there's
have
always
to
been
be
weirdos
curbed.
Out there. Sorry, Sharon. There's always been, I don't mean to cut across you. There's always been weirdos out there. From as long as I can remember, there's always been weirdos out there.
Yeah,
there has. I mean, you've got to just, you know, it's like with any behaviour that you don't like. I think you just got to completely ignore it and, you know, stay away, stay safe. But that's not really what we're talking about here. Sure, we're not. We're just talking about a friendly
whistle.
But
we are, because what we're doing is, I suppose, we're bringing in moral rules or outlawing things or bringing in criminal offences for things that, generally speaking, in most cases are reasonably harmless. But unfortunately, because of the one or two that are not harmless, we have to bring in blunt instruments when it comes to legislation and laws. So basically, I think Jay is right to a point. that most of it's reasonably innocent and it's just human interaction, male and female human interaction. So somebody described it, masculinity and femininity. And it's just male and female interaction. I mean, in France, they've taken it to a point of where you're not allowed to actually ask a stranger for her phone number. That can be conceived as a criminal offence as well. So if I walked up to you in the street, Sharon, and said, oh my God, you're beautiful.
Yeah, no, sir. I'd like to
can I ask
to
your
you.
Name? Could I get your phone number and invite you out to dinner? And there's nothing wrong with that, per se, unless it's quite threatening. If the woman says no and the guy does, and persists, well, then it becomes an issue, right? But if you're walking down the street, Sharon, and some guy's walking past you and he goes, oh, sorry, can I just say you look absolutely beautiful? I'd love to invite you out for dinner. Can I get your phone number? And you say, no, sorry, I'm married. And that's fine, he walks off. There should be nothing wrong with that interaction.
Isn't that how we met for years, though, isn't it?
I would think
so. Before the invention of swipe left, swipe right. But it just goes to show you how little relationships mean now. Because people have four or five left and right swipes on the go at once. And so, you know, the day you're going out and putting the hard work in and meeting somebody and getting to know
someone, work.
It's gone. You don't like them, you just, what is it, left or right if you don't like them?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? And that's how cheap relationships, and that, to be honest, that's how cheap life has gone now, you know, that type of way. You either fit into this bubble or you don't. Is there not a fear we've gone too far, though?
I mean, Sharon, would you be really upset if somebody stopped you on the street? When I say stopped you, not physically stopped you, put your hand across her. But, you know, I'm walking towards you, said that you look beautiful and they'd love to invite you out for dinner. And can I have your phone number?
I would probably just smile and keep walking. I don't think I'd even... It would scare me a bit, so I think I would just
that's
kind of
not
smile
wrong.
And walk
you're
up.
Scared.
I would smile.
But what you're saying is there, you'd be scared. What would you be scared of? The unknown? But sure, when I got with my first wife, I didn't know from Adam. We met. We got to know each other. We spent the guts of 20 years together. You know, if she had been scared that night because I asked her for, would you like a drink? You know, we wouldn't have had the kids we had. You know... Is
well,
that
look,
the way
all
you're
eight
probably
of them.
The wrong word. I probably used the wrong about. Word.
Yeah. I mean,
wouldn't be scared.
But
it's just
no,
that
I know what
I
you're
probably,
saying. I do understand what you're saying.
I do understand what Sharon says, and I tell you why I understand it, because it doesn't really happen much very much anymore.
Oh.
It would have been a lot more common for 30 or 40 years ago that you would have, you know, stopped and said hello to a stranger in the street and asked her for her phone number and could you bring
even
her out for a date.
20 years ago, Noel.
But it just doesn't happen now. So that's why it probably is a bit more intimidating now. But I would imagine there's nothing wrong, in my mind, there's nothing wrong with a man doing that as long as he does it, you know, in a respectful manner and in a polite manner. And if the person says no, they accept the no and walk away.
Well, no, I warn men, so it doesn't matter what we're thinking.
Yeah, and you know, if I was a woman in that situation, I'd probably just go, well, either yes, if you're interested, or we'll probably start chatting to the person for a minute to make sure, you know, you don't think they're a looper. Or you just say, sorry, no, I'm married. Thank you very much indeed. I'm complimented.
Yeah.
You know, I'm flattered by it. I think people generally, to be asked out for dinner, whether you be married or whether you're single, I think is quite flattering. But it was always considered to be flattering, was it? Or maybe I'm wrong.
No, it is. It is.
You know. I do understand what you're saying, Sharon, and I understand the circumstances have to be right for that to happen too. I do understand.
Well,
I suppose
if I think about it, I have done that in the past, you know.
Yeah.
I think I was in a coffee shop and, you know, somebody asked for sugar or something like that. And then at some point, you know, threw in the, can I have your phone number? And I said, oh, I'm married, just straight away. Smile, I'm married, thanks, and that was it. So,
and that's fine. Yeah, that's just normal human interaction.
And did he chase you down the street and try and drag you into a cave? No.
No.
He licked his wounds and went, oh, well, there's a good one got away. You know, that's naughty one.
And look for another one. It is basically. Well, Jay, sorry, getting back very quickly to the wolf whistling before I run out of time here. Okay, you know, wolf whistling... Look, it is of its time, it's a generation.
It's outdated.
Yeah. Do you,
100%.
But do you think it should be criminalised?
I could. No. I mean, there's things to be worried about, somebody whistling or somebody. What's the crime? You whistle.
It will probably just die out, Jay, I think.
It's going to,
a generation. And I think that generation that
I mean,
politely
you get thrown off a building site for carrying on like that now. You know, I mean, most
people wouldn't be throwing out the building sign across the road here for doing
it. So I hate. But just, I mean, I don't know what's gone wrong with them, because when we pull onto the site now, one made sign of disclosure, we're not allowed out with the trucks. Most of the sites are wrapped now on a net, as you know, because they're scaffolding up, you know, to stop. There's hoarding around most building sites now to keep people off them and to stop things. So, as I said, maybe I'm just outdated, but I don't see it much on building sites when I'm going around. But as the girls were saying when you were talking to me, when they're trying to walk in out of the shop, they're all hanging around there.
Yeah. I've seen them. When I'm outside having, say, maybe a smoke with Ashton and Ruth, I've seen the builders sometimes, and their behaviour sometimes can be a bit embarrassing, a little bit over the top, to be honest with you. Anyway, listen, Jay, thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much indeed, Sharon. Sharon got wolf whistled at and doesn't mind it in the least. Not in the least does she mind it.
Hey, Niall, anybody that likes wolf whistling and shouting across the road at women, telling them they're gorgeous, maybe they should ask themselves the question, do the women normally look up at them and smile and give them a big wave and it looks like you've made their day? Or do they keep their head down, walking a bit faster, and maybe not even acknowledging what's after happening? And if it's the latter, maybe they should think about that before they do it again. Thanks.
From that, I believe you're against it, but if you were to listen to 90% of the callers that were getting in, Ruth is telling me here into my ear, by the way, most of the women that are texting in, maybe it's generational or women of their age, believe it's perfectly all right, and they take it as a compliment. A lot of people, by the way, saying that your attitude might be different, for example, if you have female friends that you hang out with and you notice from their point of view. And also, Maureen, who was on with us, and just hang on there for a second, Maureen, because I want you to hear Anna's opinion as well in relation to this. Anna, you're an Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Anna?
Hi, how are you?
Now, getting back to Amanda Holden, she said she doesn't care if it's sexist. She loves being wolf whistled at.
Okay. Generally, she is a person who would like attention, which there's nothing wrong with. That's the career she chose.
Mm-hmm.
Not every woman is like that. Not every woman has her level of security when she's walking down the street. And as a 12-year-old girl who may have developed earlier than some, it is terrifying to walk past a building site of these men leering at you and shouting at you. It happens at every age. And yes, we may find it a compliment, but those men's opinions don't matter to me and to a lot of women.
And when you say with a 12-year-old girl, I mean,
yeah,
I would like to think that that men in general, I would hope, you know, I would be ashamed of men if they start leering and shouting and whistling at a 12-year-old girl, because then we're into paedophile territory.
Yes, but they don't know what age the woman is that they're whistling at. They have no idea. They think she's 18. They think she's older.
Mm-hmm.
Even if she is older, it's not fun to walk down the street and be shouted at. What happens if the car stops? What happens if that gang of builders cross the road? This is what goes through most women's heads when they're trying to go about their own business and walk down the street.
I mean, in relation to these builders, and primarily it seems to be builders for some reason, I have no idea why.
Yeah, I know. generally, they're the ones you meet.
Yeah, of course, yeah, because they're leaning over the scaffolding or whatever it is as you're walking down to get your lunch in the day, you're from work or whatever it is. I know that sounds very stereotypical, but generally speaking, most of the people, 99.9% of the men that would do this, and it is a generational thing, as we said earlier on, are harmless, you know, and they're just being macho in front of their mates, usually, and that's usually what it's all about. I mean, and when I'm talking to women today, and Ruth could fill 2 hours with callers saying the same thing, that they actually, it puts a bit of a smile on their face. So what do you say to those women who don't see it as being objectionable?
They, fair enough, like Amanda Holden, they like the attention. But those men, they wouldn't be bothered if they had to stop, if there was a law brought in and said, okay, you're not allowed wolf whistle, you're not allowed to shout at women anymore. It wouldn't affect their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But for those women, you don't know what they've gone through. You don't know what sort of day they're having. And to have that level of attention. Like an example, I dropped my 20-year-old daughter into town one day to meet her friends. They weren't where they should have been, so she had to walk in a little skirt. The abuse she got was horrific. It was from young lads, it was from old lads, it was from
I certainly don't agree with abuse. No, nobody should be abusing anybody.
It was
making comments about their body or whatever it is.
Yeah, there may have been a well-meaning comment in there, but she did not feel safe. She did not feel happy. She was in a little dress and it was all comments about her legs and her body. And just in general, to be judged is not nice in any way.
Okay. Well, look, it's nice to see the other side of the argument. By the way, would you like to see it criminalised?
Well, yes, I would, because those men, their lives wouldn't change. They
so
wouldn't
a wolf
mind.
Whistle. Well, okay, you may say that their lives wouldn't change, and you're probably right.
Yeah.
But would it be right to see some man in court criminalised for making a sound, essentially, if it was a whistle?
Yeah, I think what it is it's more of a deterrent to stop the... men knew that they were bothering women, if they knew that there was women out there who were afraid to leave their house because of this...
But Anna, I understand the point you're making, and I understand it can be intimidating for some women. Judging by the calls we're getting in here today, not as many women as I expected it was intimidating to. But if we start going down criminalising a sound, which is, you know, the sound, I think we're heading into very dodgy territory. What next? Do we criminalise thoughts? Do we criminalise what they've done in London, which is looking at a woman? Where does that stop?
I do see your point, but the intimidation of women has to stop.
But why is it intimidating if a man, say, in the tube in London? I mean, I've often been on a train or a bus or whatever, and you'd be standing there and you'd look at somebody, and then you might phase out. You know, like you kind of went, you're just not even concentrating anymore. You'd zone out. Somebody might say, oh, he was staring at me. I mean, how do I prove I wasn't? I mean, where does that lead us to in society where men and women can't even interact anymore?
It's the intent, really, that's behind it. And 99% of men probably are fine, but there are those ones that make women feel scared.
If I innocently make a woman feel scared, then I could be criminalised.
It's not innocently. It's the intent. If the intent is there.
No, anyway, when I say innocently, you're
fair enough.
I'm trying to give you an example. You're on a train. I'm on a train. We're standing. It's packed, and I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
Should I be charged?
No, not for looking. But if there is that intent, if you say something, then how do I know you're not going to follow me? You've given that attention. You've marked what you want to do. It's the hollering, it's the shouting,
I ask you for your phone number or something like that, or
it's all relative, really, as to where you are, how safe you are.
Okay. All right, listen, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate you coming on the air, okay? That's just the other side of the argument. Some people are intimidated by it and believe that we should take the law, or we should be bringing in laws to take it a little bit more seriously.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.